Ready for rock'n'roll. Schönes Rennen an alle.
I'm David Nacht and welcome to the Eurovision Sport Radio Podcast. In this episode, I want to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the Hallenkamm World Cup races in the Austrian ski resort of Kitzbühel.
Kitzbühel is the highlight in my annual sports calendar. I like it very much.
It's the most difficult race course in the world.
Maybe the most speedy race, the most dangerous.
Mission is to fight against the mountain and survive.
I think a lot of athletes would prefer win Kitzbühel than become Olympic champion.
The Strive, the most challenging of downhill courses, attracts global media attention and thousands of spectators, making Kitzbühel a highlight in the winter sporting calendar.
Armand Marchand, Belgium, on the course.
And even I, as a Belgian, have started paying more attention since Armand Marchand finished fifth in a World Cup slalom in Zagreb this season, the best ever World Cup result for a Belgian skier.
Inside, final time, 52.66, time.
Eurovision is a big part of the operation in Kitzbühel. In fact, EBU has just extended the rights partnership with the Austrian Ski Association until 2024. One of Eurovision's team on the ground is Andreas Eichwalder.
My day, normally, I'm working with the sports rights and I'm traveling all winter from one place to the next one, from one hill to the next one, how I would say it. Now I'm already since a week in Kitzbühel preparing the biggest winter sports show we have in the circus. Kitzbühel is for sure the crown jewel, and this is what we also try to deliver from the media side and for the media side from media servicing. And the goal is always to be better each year to have perfect conditions for everybody working here, and that's one of my jobs and one of my goals.
Andreas has been gracious enough to find some time in his packed schedule to take us behind the scenes of this week-long sporting spectacular.
We are sitting in the middle of Kitzbühel and I'm sitting with Peter Obenauer. Maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I am since 42 years in the organization of the Kitzbühel Hallenkamm race. I was 25 years chief of race and for the organization. Started at 1990 as chief of the organization and as chief of race. And I did it until now, and it's a part of my sport life. And the Kitzbühel race is the most important race in the world. It's what Wimbledon is in tennis, is Kitzbühel in ski racing, the downhill race course. Is the most difficult race course in the world. When you get out of the start, you are in extreme situation. Starting in 6 seconds, your speed is 100 kilometers of an hour. Then you have a jump of 70 meters. And then it gets into the Steilhang. It's a very, very difficult part. All other race courses are not like this. In other race courses, you get out of the start and you have time to concentrate you and get into the race. And also so difficult is the finish area, is the finish from Hausberg into the finish. And we have, during the race week, 100,000 spectators, 50,000, 60,000 are watching you in the finish area. That's also very special because the spectators can see the end of the race directly. That is Kitzbühel, and the sport is the most important part. That's why Kitzbühel is really also so special.
Peter, over those, is it 40 years you are at the club at the moment?
I'm 42 years in the organization.
Okay. In those 42 years, what was the most exciting race for you in Kitzbühel?
One fantastic race was as Jean-Claude Killy won the downhill, the slalom, and the combined. He was unbelievably excellent. Then another thing was as Franz Klammer won the downhill with 100th of a second before Gustav Töni. It was also unbelievably interesting and very extremely sporty race. And another race was the race of Stefan Eberharter. He had the number 30 because at that time they changed, the best racer had to race with number 30. And he was, you could see on his face, he wanted to win the race. And he started from the start with number 30, and he was the, had the best time from the start, all the middle times until the end of the race, he won the race. And that was also unbelievable, fantastic.
Markus Wallner, FIS Chief Race Director Man, 80 years Kitzbühel Hahnenkamm Rennen. What is the special for you in Kitzbühel? What makes Kitzbühel so special in general and also special for you?
First of all is the strife itself, because this is probably the toughest downhill on the tour. And also for the racer, if they come here first, they don't run against the chrono, the timing, but first mission is to fight against the mountain and survive down this mountain, you know. So Kitzbühel is very special because it's not only the race, but especially all these side events and a lot of media. And of course, there's a big stress for the racers. A very good cooperation with the organizing committee. So for us, it's usual business, let's say. We are very close contact with the organizing committee, and we feel very comfortable because they are very professional here. Yeah?
Es ist aber eingemessen, und wir haben wieder genau das, was eingemessen war.
Ja, na, wer hat's nehmen, aber check bitte noch einmal.
Ja, ich schaue dann auch gleich.
My name is Michael Huber. I'm president of the Kitzbühel Ski Club.
We are getting into the 80th anniversary of the Kitzbühel Hahnenkamm races, so maybe you can tell me from your personal opinion what makes Kitzbühel so special.
It's a mixture of a lot of things. It's not a typical stadium sport because the race course is 3.3 kilometers long. It's going from the top of the mountain Hahnenkamm into directly of the valley. And maybe this is one of the very special characteristics of our race course, that you see the final 30 seconds of the race directly in the finish, and that's very special. And I don't know what's the experience of other people, but my experience as a child was, at that time it was not possible to watch TV all the time, but the ski races, the World Cup races, were most of the time, the same time, also broadcasted in radio. There was an announcer on site, and he gave to the public radio listeners the story of the race only in words, and I liked that very much. I think the pictures in your head are sometimes much better than the pictures you really see. So I think radio still has a future. Radio is top.
I don't know how many radio guys are running around here, from the big public service radio guys from EBU, ORF, RAI guys, German guys. We're having, I think, all nations here, and I all know them very well, and I know more or less all them personally, because I'm doing that now since 11 years. And yeah, what can I say? It's really fun, because it's a really kind of a family group traveling from one venue to the next one. It's always the same guys, you're always meeting twice, and yeah, I really love to work with those guys.
Am Hahnenkamm-Wochenende ein Frühstück aus Kitzbühel.
Ja, leider Claudia Achtmann am Start, keiner war hier in Kitzbühel jemals.
Daniel Kulowitz, legend of Austrian radio, always commentating in Kitzbühel. So 80 years Kitzbühel, you're a part, and you're a very important part to transport through radio the Kitzbühel Hahnenkamm races through Austria and maybe through the world.
Hopefully through the world, but Hit Radio is very famous in Austria. We have nearly 2 million listeners every day in the morning, so I have to bring some exciting pictures to the brains of the listeners.
What is the most exciting moment since you started your career in radio?
Saw so many crashes, and you know, they followed me home sometimes. And for example, in front of the training run, when Daniel Albrecht crashes down, I talked to him, like made some yeah, funny stuff, made some funny interviews with him, and we talked very quickly with each other, and a few moments later during the race he crashed down, and it was something like I will never ever forget. And the same with Hans Kruger. So it's almost the crashes I remember first when I think about Kitzbühel and the Strive, which is known all over the world. You know, partly more winners from Kitzbühel than from world championships, I think.
What does radio mean for you personally?
It's the fastest way to bring news to the people, and I love it very much, because when you're live on radio, you don't know what's happening, and you have to bring all your emotions, you have to focus on that, what you see, for example the races or football games, whatever. But radio for me is something like it's faster than internet. So guys, listen to the radio, listen to Hit Radio when you're in Austria. It's the best, and I love my job, and that's the thing I dreamed when I was a young child, and I can do my hobby as a job, and I love it.
Es ist 16 Uhr. Immer gut informiert mit Bayern 1.
Hi, my name is Taufik Khalil, and I work for German public radio and television, ARD. Well, for me, Kitzbühel is the highlight in my annual sports calendar. I like it very much. Normally, I cover a lot of German Fußball Bundesliga, and which is a lot of daily routine. But when you come to Kitzbühel with the mountains, with the crowd, and with the crazy guys going down there, when you see, when you're standing down there in the finish area and you have a look up to the Hausberg, and you see the moment when the first skier comes, and everybody down there makes like, wow, this is so impressive. And the whole thing, how it is organized, the work the ski club is doing here in Kitzbühel, for me, it is the number one event of the year. Well, definitely my most memorable edition of Kitzbühel was 2018. As a German, you came here and you always saw all the other nations winning for so many years. So, and then came Thomas Dresen. I was down there surrounded by some guys from Austrian radio. And then Thomas Dresen came, and his times get faster and faster and faster. And then everybody around had an eye and looked on me. How do I react? What do I do? I was waiting later to do the interviews, and it was, I really exploded in the moment when Thomas Dresen crossed the line, the light flashed green. It was so unbelievable, very special.
Thomas Dresen, als Sie hier, nachdem Sie abgeschwungen sind, hier durch den Zielraum gestapft sind gerade, hatte man das Gefühl, Sie waren ein bisschen wütend.
Definitely it makes sense to cover Kitzbühel on radio, because radio is different than television. It's like this cinema movie in your head. You have crazy guys on a microphone who make you feeling be on the slope, skiing down there. They tell you what's happening in loud words and take all the tension down. And I think radio still one of the fastest media, so when the television is off, radio's still on, and so I think radio is very important for races like that. And one very special thing for me is that a lot of friendships were built here in Kitzbühel. That's where I met my colleague Daniel Kulowitz from Ö3, from ORF in Austria. And since that time, then, when we met here about 10, 12 years ago, we started to get into a friendship. And it's a very special thing, because Germany and Austria, being neighboring countries, they really like to tease each other, to make little jokes. Germany always made a lot of fun about Austrians, how they cannot play football. Austrians always laughed about us Germans not being very good skiers. But when Austria beat us, then they laugh about us. And then when we win in Kitzbühel, it's a big thing for us. And so we do that, and we celebrate it, and we help each other. And I like it very much. And this is really special that you help each other, the colleagues from all the different nations. And if there's a French guy coming down and you have no idea who it is, you ask your radio colleague standing next to you, who is he? Why is he special? That's a big friendship here.
Those French colleagues that Taufik mentions include Guillaume Batin from Radio France.
Kitzbühel, it is the name of legend. It is the same for the strife.
And Arnaud Souk from RMC.
Kitzbühel, it's a town, it's a slope, it's a sanctuary. I heard so much things about Kitzbühel and La Strife since my childhood.
The name of the ski trial, the French journalist used to call that small Austrian village La Mecque of the Alpine skiing, the capital of Alpine skiing the world. Because the strife is maybe the most speedy race, the most difficult, the most dangerous also, and with the biggest crowd downstairs, around 60,000 people with their flags shouting when someone is doing the best time. You cannot see a similar event in Germany, in Italy during the World Cup, in France, also in the USA. It is the place to be.
In France we have the Festival de Cannes, which is a rendezvous of the jet set. Here is a little bit same thing, not about cinema, but about alpine skiing. And it is special because everyone wants to win here. I think a lot of athletes would prefer win Kitzbühel than become Olympic champion.
I've never seen so many journalists in the media center in Kitzbühel for a skiing World Cup. Even in the Olympics of Turin in 2006, where I went, it is really impressive. Really impressive for me, because it is my first time on the World Cup, my first time in Kitzbühel. I went this year in December in Val d'Isère and in Courchevel for the World Cup, Women World Cup, but it is far from Kitzbühel. We are in another division, another planet in Kitzbühel, there is no doubt. So for all the guys who make the perfect race with the best time, the dream comes true, and it is always very nice to see those athletes proud and smiling on the podium. I think that for them it is quite the same than a gold medal in the Olympics. Their name will be engraved forever in the history.
The main one I think is 2016 when Frenchies were first, second and third on the podium. It stays an incredible adventure full of suspense, which is really radiophonic. Comment such a race with all this dramaturgy on media like radio is something really nice. When I comment an event, cycling, rugby or skiing, my goal is to do the best retranscription in live of the emotions. If I do it well on Kitzbühel, I will tell to people how the athletes are suffering on the slope, how they are scared, tired and at the limit, and they will suffer with them. They will be scared at them. And TV is essential in ski world, but radio is the only way to create this kind of emotion.
Hey, this is Lindsay Vaughan, you're listening to Croatia Radio.
Salut, c'est Julien Lisrou et vous écoutez la radio pirate.
Hi, I'm Bodie Miller, you're listening to Croatia Radio.
Hi, I'm Benny Reich and you listen to Croatia Radio.
Someone helps from radio.
Hey, I'm Mikhail Shifrin and you're listening to the Croatian National Radio.
My name is Krešimir Gotlin, reporter of Croatian National Radio, and I send greetings from Kitzbühel. Kitzbühel is a really special place, not only because of extremely dangerous slope. There is also 8 years tradition and, of course, the best crowd in the World Cup. And fans in Zagreb, of course. For all slalom skiers, including Croatian youngsters, January is really important and full of points for them. Obviously, in these days, radio doesn't have that much power, but still a lot of people are listening good old radio, for example, in cars. For me, most memorable was fact that a few years back-to-back all ended with Croatian national anthem, which was made possible by big Ivica Kostelić.
You're listening to Croatian Radio.
It's so exciting to hear that radio is thriving in Kitzbühel. Here's the race director, Peter Obernauer, again.
The interesting thing is in the 50s and in the beginning of the 60s, and there was radio the most important presenting of ski racing and of Kitzbühel. The race gets every year maybe more important. There are so many spectators who, if they don't have a chance to watch the race personally, they switch on the radio and hear who is the fastest, who is the best on the Hahnenkamm. And what the fantastic thing is, that the radio speakers on the mountain and on the course, they are excellent. You have the feeling you are by the race and you can watch the race because they are so fantastic.
So Peter, EBU and the Austrian Ski Federation and the Kitzbühel Ski Club, they prolonged their cooperation. What do you think about?
Yeah, I'm very, very glad about this and I'm very pleased because the work together with the European Broadcasting Union, with the EBU and ORF and the sport, they're presenting Kitzbühel and ski racing. Nobody can present it better than the EBU can do it international. And in Austria, the ORF is still very, very good, but the job together with EBU is fantastic and we are very, very glad and happy that we have a longer contract.
Eurovision's extended partnership with the Austrian Ski Association allows for exclusive broadcast TV rights within Europe until 2024. And it opens the door for any EBU radio members looking to cover the 30 World Cup races that take place each year in Austria. Here's Michael Huber, president of the Kitzbühel Ski Club.
I am very convinced that the structure of the EBU is a very classical and strong structure and suits very well to a classical and strong event as the Hahnenkamm is. And so I think together we really have some power to give input for the public and to keep the adventure, which is called Hahnenkamm race, still very strong in all of Europe. And this is what I think it's very important because they are called also the international Hahnenkamm races. And this word international is for me what I would always like to highlight. And EBU guarantees me to keep our internationality.
Thank you to Andreas Eichwalder for finding time in his packed schedule to get some great insight for us. Thank you as well to the officials in Kitzbühel and to my wonderful radio sport colleagues from France, Croatia, Germany and Austria for contributing to this podcast. In our next episode, we'll be heading to Paris to follow one of our colleagues at Radio France as she delivers the morning sports news.